Is sugar harmful to your kidneys? Kidney Dietitian Reviewed by Zornica Stoicheva. This article is professionally reviewed by the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. This audio article is part of the Raw Beauty Source audio blog. According to The Guardian, the average American eats about 17 teaspoons of added sugar per day. And the American Heart Association warns that the maximum daily allowance of added sugar is 9 teaspoons for men, 36 grams, and 6 teaspoons for women, 25 grams. This makes the average American eat 2 to 3 times more sugar than the recommended amounts. Surprising or not, sugar is added not only to sweets and candy, but also to processed, semi-processed, and packaged foods, dairy products, and canned foods. That being said, very few people watch their daily sugar intake, which can contribute to diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, chronic diseases, chronic inflammation, and weight gain. And indirectly, high added sugar consumption may affect the health of your kidneys. While sugar consumption will not directly harm your kidneys if your blood sugar levels are normal, consistently eating too much added sugar may cause diabetes and associated high blood glucose. High blood glucose may cause kidney damage and impair blood filtration efficiency. Now let's dive into the details. Does too much sugar cause kidney disease? Here's the advice from the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. Quote, although the link between added sugar intake and kidney disease is not as clear as the link to diabetes and heart disease, it is a good idea to avoid too much added sugar for everyone. Added sugar is strongly associated with a whole host of chronic health conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, metabolic syndrome, and some cancers. One very important distinction is that only added sugar is associated with negative health effects. Naturally occurring sugar that is found in fruit is not connected with harmful health effects. The healthy fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants found in fruit significantly outweigh the small amounts of sugar that it has. So go ahead and enjoy fruit as a way to healthfully sweeten up your day. End of quote. Too much sugar may cause kidney disease. If you're healthy, follow a balanced and diverse diet, and have an overall healthy lifestyle, a little added sugar is unlikely to cause kidney issues. This is because a healthy lifestyle will reduce your risk of increased blood sugar, prediabetes, and diabetes. So in this case, occasionally eating foods with added sugar is unlikely to harm your kidneys. However, continuous overconsumption of sugar, more than 6 teaspoons for women and 9 teaspoons for men, increases the risk of high blood sugar, type 2 diabetes development, hypertension, and heart disease. These health conditions will substantially increase your risk of kidney disease. 1. High blood sugar. According to the National Kidney Foundation, blood sugar levels higher than 180 mg DL may damage the blood vessels in your kidneys, impairing their filtering function. Besides, the source suggests that the degree of kidney damage increases proportionally to the blood sugar levels, meaning the higher your blood sugar, the greater is your risk of kidney damage. This way, continuous overconsumption of added sugar, especially if you have diabetes, may lead to high blood sugar, which can cause kidney disease. Kidney disease is characterized by inefficient blood filtration as well as salts, water, waste materials, and mineral buildup in the blood. 2. Hypertension. Evidence suggests that continuous high sugar intake is associated with significant increase in systolic blood pressure, and hypertension is one of the leading causes of chronic kidney disease as it may increase the intraglomerular pressure, pressure in the blood vessels around the kidney, and impair the filtering mechanism of these important organs. Taking into account that these two health conditions are associated with impaired kidney function and chronic kidney disease, overconsumption of sugar is indirectly, yet dangerously, related to kidney disease development. Does sugar cause kidney stones? According to a 2018 study, high fructose and sucrose intake may increase the formation of kidney stones by lowering the acidity, pH, of the urine and increasing urine oxalate. In addition, it has been established that too much added sugar can increase urine calcium, which is the biggest driver of kidney stone formation. This way, the overconsumption of foods high in added sugar may significantly increase the risk of kidney stone formation. Diet for diabetes and kidney disease. While the typical diet for diabetes focuses on counting carbs and fats, a kidney disease diet is focused on foods low in animal proteins, sodium, and may require changes on how much potassium and phosphorus you eat. If you simultaneously suffer from diabetes or high blood sugar and kidney disease, it may feel like your food options are limited. That being said, the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention provide general guidelines for a joint diabetes and kidney disease diet. Fruits: berries, grapes, cherries, apples, and plums. Veggies: cauliflower, onions, eggplant, turnips. Proteins: lean meats, poultry and fish, eggs, unsalted seafood. Carbs: bagels, sandwich buns, unsalted crackers, and pasta. Drinks: water, clear diet sodas, and unsweetened tea. If you're a diabetic and suffer from kidney disease, consult your dietitian for more food and meal options, as well as a tailored meal plan. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.